This is the Michigan Ag Industry Update on Brownfield. I'm Nicole Heslop. July is National Craft Beer Month. The opportunity for farmers to meet local demand in the Great Beer State continues to grow. Deb Kleinman with the Craft Malters Guild says they're partnering with Michigan State University to find barley varieties that work.
We're trying to test a fair number of malt barley varieties for how they do in terms of the characteristics that a malt house and then subsequently a brewer would look for in malt, and then also the degree to which they have resistance to, you know, various issues that they might find, so fungal infections or local issues that some varieties have more resistance to.
Kleinman tells Brownfield as the industry expands, there is a growing need throughout the supply chain.
It's a really critical part of the supply chain that's been a little bit ignored up until just really the last couple of years. It's providing a huge opportunity for craft malt houses, again, folks that are committed to supporting a local supply chain for these craft breweries. And so the demand for smaller scale malt houses that support local farmers, that can provide craft breweries with customized grain bills and customized malt, and we're seeing new craft malt houses pop up all over the place. Michigan is a hotbed, but also in the Northeast, now in the Rocky Mountain region. And it's really exciting because it provides a link between small family-owned farms to malt house being sort of the value-added part of the food chain. So we're seeing it explode, and one of our key partners is the Brewers Association. They're seeing their market share, their membership grow really rapidly, and so the demand for craft malt and small-scale malt is going to grow with that.
She says farmers will receive premiums for malting barley. I'm Nicole Heslop on the Michigan Farm Radio Network, a service of Brownfield.